Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1312. 4 tips to help avoid missing workouts when you're quote-unquote too tired, by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Monday and happy Holi if you're celebrating. And welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. 4 tips to help avoid missing workouts when you're quote-unquote too tired, by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. 5 p.m. hits, and work is finally over. You had a few wins today, but the trade-off is mental fatigue and a tinge of hunger because you skipped your afternoon snack. You also have a bigger problem. You still need to work out. Of course, you actually want to work out because you know you'll feel better afterwards, like you always do. But you need to run home to change clothes and get a quick bite. As you're heading home, that's when the rationalizations start to kick in. You might say to yourself, I had a long day. My workout would probably be better if I rested today, then really hit it hard tomorrow. Plus, I keep reading from that Matt guy how important recovery is anyway. Maybe I'll just go home, have a snack, chill for a few minutes, and see how I feel after that. After a few more conversations with yourself, you're home now, and here's what happens next. If you're single, you get home, kick your shoes off, and open the fridge. Maybe you grab some leftovers or a prepped meal to heat up, or maybe a protein shake with cereal or something like oatmeal and fruit. Or, after you open the fridge, you don't find anything right away, so you grab a protein bar from the cabinet and lay down on the couch to check your phone. You tell yourself, I'll lay down for just a few minutes, then I'll head to the gym. 10 minutes, tops. We both know that once you hit that couch and lay down after a long day, 8 out of 10 times, you aren't making it to the gym. If you're in a relationship and or live with someone, here's how it might go. You get home, and the instant you open the door, you're overwhelmed with the delicious smell of whatever glorious creation is being cooked. It's at that moment you know you're not making it to the gym. Or maybe when you get home, your partner is already cozy and wants you to join them. You're both hungry, so you discuss dinner plans. You half throw out the comment that you were wanting to go to the gym, but then they mention getting food from your all's favorite restaurant again. In that moment, you know you're not making it to the gym. I know these situations so well because it's either happened to me personally or to a client of mine who's asked me for advice in weak moments like these. Making the responsible decision is already hard enough, but when you're tired from work, school, kids, whatever, it makes it almost impossible if you don't have a plan. So, whether you're someone who does shift work, someone with a 9-to-5 job, or even one of the super motivated folks who work out before work even starts, these tips are for you. 4 tips to avoid missing workouts when you're quote-unquote too tired. Tip number 1. Go straight from work to the gym. Keep momentum. Going home after work to grab a snack and change sounds like a harmless task. But as you just heard, it can be the difference between you working out or not. Why? Because the second you lose momentum, your willpower decreases exponentially. The rule of thumb I tell my clients is that they cannot get comfortable in the period between work ending and their workout starting. Objects in motion tend to stay in motion. So even if you decide to go home after work, I highly recommend to stay on your feet. I repeat, do not sit down. It's a trap. Tip number 2, make going to the gym as frictionless as possible. Be prepared. When I say frictionless, I mean in the fewest decisions possible. Whether you go to the gym in the morning or after work, I want you to lay these out the night before. 1. Gym clothes, socks, compression shorts, sports bra, whatever. Next, gym bag. Then, a water bottle. Next, your keys and wallet. Then, a pre-workout if you take it, or coffee pre-prepped, and any snack or food needed. Whatever decisions you can automate the night before to make getting to the gym easier, do it. Tip number 3, use temptation bundling to make working out more attractive. I read about this concept in James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. He notes that temptation bundling works by linking an action you want to do with an action you need to do. His formula? After current habit, I will habit I need. After habit I need, I will habit I want. Using this example, after finishing work, I will go to the gym. After going to the gym, I will watch my Netflix show guilt-free. Just make sure that whatever you use for habit I want, avoid using food or treats as a reward. This is a recipe for disaster for your relationship with food. Tip number 4, outsource your motivation. I went in depth on this with my podcast called 6 Ways to Hold Yourself More Accountable to Your Fitness Goals. I may be biased, but the most powerful motivator is hiring someone. I've had multiple coaches, and still do, and here's what I've learned from it. I'm okay with letting myself down, but I hate letting them down, so I will do what I need to even when I don't want to. And they're checking in with me regularly, so if I haven't kept my word, I'm going to look like a lazy piece of you-know-what and feel bad about myself. Harsh, but true. And just like you've learned from this article, good coaches identify problems and solutions I'm not aware of, then hold me accountable in following through. Plus, I'm always looking for better ways of doing something, but this can prevent me from doing what works long enough to see results in the first place. Coaches get me out of my own head and focused on what matters. And finally, I often know what to do, but coaches make me do it. When you pay for an outcome, you don't mess around. If any of these hit home with you, consider applying for my one-on-one coaching program. Working out when you're tired is hard, but it doesn't have to be impossible. More consistent workouts equals better results. Hopefully, after hearing these tips, you feel more equipped to punch the excuse of, I'm tired, directly in the face. Or, you know, something like that. You just listened to the post titled, 4 Tips to Help Avoid Missing Workouts When You're, quote-unquote, Too Tired, by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I hope we can all see that Matt is really no different from the rest of us. I'm no different than you or Matt. After a long day, we all enjoy a good rest. That's because we're all human. So even though Matt and I are health professionals, we are not immune to having these moments of weakness too. It happens to all of us because we're human. Are there days when I've skipped a workout because I thought I was quote unquote too tired? Absolutely. But I try not to let this happen too often. How? By using the same tips and tricks that Matt shared in his article. I try and set myself up for success by making exercise the easy choice. When I can, I will block off time in my Outlook calendar just so I can sneak in a workout. The added benefit is that others will see that this time is blocked off, so they can't schedule meetings at that time. Then I make sure I have all of my gym clothes ready to go. I am accountable by using an app that tracks my progress. As Matt mentioned, you can also recruit a coach or certified trainer to help keep you accountable. But recruiting a friend or family member can help too. Another idea, if you really don't want to miss the live game or your favorite TV show and are craving that turn your brain off time, why not combine activity with it? You could walk or jog in place while watching your favorite TV show. Do this during the commercial breaks instead of fast-forwarding through them. By the time your show or game is over, you've probably put in some significant workout time. Find ways like these to make staying active the easy choice. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.